When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bills fans have a dilemma coming up.
What's going on?
It's one we're used to, but it also may be one we're making the worst possible decision. Mm. Because you do not want to miss a moment of opening night.
No.
But if you got a 9-to-5 job, you got to be at the next morning, things get rough.
Yeah.
And it turns out when you pull this move, your boss knows what you're doing.
Yeah, he does.
And it's not good. He. You said he?
Yeah, him. Oh, yeah, yeah. Lady boss.
Yeah.
Gal boss.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. As we said, your Buffalo Bills kick off the 2025 season. Sunday night, Ravens coming to town live right here on CMF. By the way, if you want to watch the game.
Watch it.
Rochester's biggest star is not available. But Tommy Mulay will be kicking off our WCMF home field advantage.
Yeah, buddy.
Bill Gray's out there in Chi-Lai. So watch a man navigate his way to the west side. And remember,
they love me out there.
Yeah, all those mean things he's ever said about the West Side and Gates and Chi-Lai.
They're all cool, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, they were just jokes, right? No big deal. You can go talk to him about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tommy will be there Sunday nights. Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai for WCMF Home Field Advantage with your friends on CMF. So, this is going to look great on TV. Super cool scene.
Yeah.
Entire country watching. But, if you have to work Monday morning, it sucks.
So normally, what time is that game? Normal game would be over by
between 11 and 11:30.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're going to the game, it'll be borderline impossible to drag your ass out of bed and function the next day. But even staying at
I know guys that let their parents there.
Well, you should have had a better ride home. Even staying up to watch a Kimmy at home or at a bar makes the next day brutal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There is a reason.
You're also like, you don't go to bed after the game's over either. Like, you got to come down from a little bit of a high first.
100%.
Yeah.
So there's a reason we bring this up.
Yeah.
A recent study shows we as American employees now have no issue taking days off for sports. Just under 50% of people work with someone who they know has taken a day off after a sporting event. Just under 60% of us say that taking the day after a game off is no big deal. In fact, the Monday after the Super Bowl this year, it is estimated that 22.6 million Americans.
That's a state.
Blew sick.
That's Florida.
That's more than 10% of the American workforce.
But that would be like the entire state of Florida.
Blew sick.
So are you, but you're still lying. Like, we're saying basically, I don't feel good. I can't come in.
So it turns out either way. If you're to take Monday off, call in sick, or just take the day off, your boss knows what you're doing. And they don't like it. 7 in 10 bosses in this poll said taking a day off for a sporting event reflects poorly on an employee. One half said taking a sick day after a sporting event should be a fireable offense.
But it's not.
And 3 in 10 in this study
cool.
No. Said Kimmy, finding out about someone's sports fandom in a job interview would be enough to pass on giving them the job.
But that's a smart move on the employee's part.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you get these jackasses that got to come in here. They got the hat.
Uh-huh.
They got the novelty goddamn jersey.
Sure.
Everything's screaming sports.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Collectible.
Yeah.
You do not want that guy around.
Like we said, go hang out with Tommy and Bill Gray's and watch the game Sunday night.
Well, you got plenty of time. You ain't going to have a job Monday.
CMF.
It's weird because I know people that bond with their bosses over stuff like this. It's not the norm, but I do know people that have like they've gone to the game with their bosses.
I mean, that's a great situation.
Yeah.
And I am surprised by this study, too, Kimmy, because I thought that's the way it was mostly.
Yeah.
But you don't see it that way, it sounds like. You think that when it comes to the 7 in 10 bosses saying taking a day off for a sporting event reflects poorly on you, one half saying you should be able to fire an employee for calling in sick after a sporting event and not wanting to hire someone because they're a sports fan of a team, that's a good thing.
Yeah, because if I'm the boss, you're going to leave me hanging.
Okay.
And I got the Johnson account that hasn't been finished over here. What are we going to do?
Shut up.
But if that employee has vacation to take.
Then take it.
No, but they're
saying, don't lie.
But they're saying, no. They're saying even I am taking Monday off to watch the game.
Well, that's just arrogant, man.
Well, but I can take it off any other time. So
for like an
difference?
Emergency or some crap.
No, you don't always take vacation time due to emergency.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Like you're going to walk in and go, hey, man, I'm going to stay up late and watch TV. I don't want to come to work tomorrow. And you think you're getting a promotion out of that?
I don't understand why that's inappropriate. To Kimmy's point,
yeah,
I have the days off.
I have the time to take.
But it looks weak.
Why?
It looks like you're putting...
What's the difference between doing that and taking two weeks off to go to Italy or something?
Who the hell's going to Italy this time of the year? People that don't care about their jobs. No, because you're putting the you're putting your own self-interest ahead of the company.
But they gave me the time.
Yeah, but you're not a company person.
No, wait a minute.
I'm looking for people in my business to run the Johnson account. I want them all in.
So I shouldn't take any vacation?
Or you should take a proper vacation when we think it's necessary.
Oh, my God.
But don't leave the company hanging.
Again, how is 1% Tommy showing up here?
I got employees to pay.
I would argue me sprinkling my time amongst a couple months is better than
you
taking
sprinkle?
One
go
giant
ice cream
chunk
cones.
Of time.
And get out of my office. Get out.
No, it is funny. I know a lot of people with season tickets that's what they plan for every time the Bills are home.
My dad
They've already like scheduled it.
But what about your dad?
No, my old man, when I was younger.
Mr. Model Employee.
are you saying that he's not working out as a police officer?
I don't have to.
Are you not back in the blue?
I don't have to. His son does it for me.
So we had that series of busted RVs, right, that kept breaking. Yeah. So like he would find someone to switch with him on Sundays and Mondays. So not only could he go to the game, he would be able to stay over and leave Monday morning.
Because he had to buy a new fan belt.
All right. So with this information that we have, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, American employees now have no problem taking days off for sports from work, yet bosses on the whole seem to despise it and it hurts your career. What do we now do this coming Monday morning after a primetime Bills game? 252-WCMF, because there were already folks listening that took Monday off on account of the game. Are you sweating right now?
But then again, if you take it off, man, you got to be careful what you post, right?
Okay.
If you're lying.
Oh, like if you made up an excuse or
right,
something?
And then next thing you know, you're...
Sure. I mean, if you take a sick day, you're probably in trouble.
Okay, but no, I'm with Tommy on this one. Blowing sick the day after a game is a head-scratcher because there's no way if you go to that
game... Well, they lined up.
You're not going to run into somebody.
Because you showed me you were at the game, and now you don't feel good.
No, she's right. You would have to either not post on social media...
You got to go silent.
Yep, pray to God you don't run into someone you know and hope that that camera doesn't just... happenstance catch you. Because if you get a text that you were on TV, you got to be at work the next day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I would also understand though, like thinking you can go to that game, things getting out of hand, and then actually having to take the day the next day. Is that irresponsible?
Like, just wait, so.
So like I was planning on going to work.
Yeah.
I go to the game.
Yeah.
Right? Have a couple of drinks.
It gets after you.
I mean, like, you know, I'm not home in my bed till 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
And let's say you've been standing outside in the cold wind and snow all night. I'm sure you're not going to be feeling the greatest.
Oh, you're going to be dragging ass.
Yeah, so should I not call in sick? Do I have to muscle through?
You got
to
muscle through.
What if you actually get sick, to your point?
But it's a self-inflicted wound.
Okay. You are such a bitch.
We don't tolerate that around here.
Shut up! All right, we got a ton of Instagram messages coming in.
Here come the slack
asses. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, the average American, just under 50% of people, say they work with someone that has taken the day after a game off. Just under 60% of us say that taking a day off after a game is no big deal. Mm-hmm. This, you know, with the Ravens coming to town Sunday night, Monday's going to suck. But 7 in 10 bosses say taking the day off for a sporting event reflects poorly on an employee. One half said a sick day the day after a sporting event should be a fireable offense. And the most shocking, 3 in 10 bosses in this study said finding out about someone's sports fandom in a job interview would be enough to pass on giving them the job. Tim writes us.
It's Tim, got you say.
On Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, well, I lived in Japan for 2 years. I took every Monday off from work because the Sunday games came on between anywhere between 2 a.m. and 10 a.m. Monday morning. Everyone knew, no one cared because they are leave days I earned.
Oh, they probably didn't like your American ass.
He said leave. I'm assuming he was in the military.
Oh, he's living in Tokyo, you said.
Japan.
Wait, you can take a day off in the military? How's that work?
Well, he said leave. I'm assuming military. Tim, were you in the military?
How's that work?
Wait, you got something to say against our troops?
You're
not back in the blue.
I don't
you're
think
not supporting our
off.
Troops. You're not supporting our troops.
I don't remember Eisenhower having a day off.
Well, you don't remember what it sounded like when he announced he was taking that day
off? I was going to go play some golf today with General Patton, and we went out and had a lovely time. We ate some rancid oyster sandwiches, apparently. It was the rage at that time.
Shut up.
Is it, go ahead.
Go after you, Kimmy.
I was going to say, is it better to call in sick and have people make their own assumption or show up to work and show how much you're hurting?
Well, don't show that you're hurting.
No.
But like sometimes,
if you go to work.
But like, let's say if you're violently hungover and you're in the bathroom every, you know, hour, half hour to an hour puking.
Well, that's,
you can only hide so much.
Well, you can't, if your hands and knees sick. But if you can be upright and functional, you got to go to work and fake it.
I love this guy.
Phone it in.
I love this guy right here. Yeah. Right? Because he thinks when he comes in the day after he gets banged up that we can't tell. You just make noises. You sound like a jug band.
And
that's when
grumpy.
I'm on your mom.
Okay, see?
You're a little grumpier than normal.
He's watching TV
grumpy.
The whole show.
Yeah, you're not paying attention.
See, you're doing it right now.
I love these safe light ads.
Lisa writes us on Instagram. She says, I am the boss. And I am already on for covering for an employee going to the Bills game. I don't mind, but I'm not doing it every time.
Yeah, she's going to be out of business. Get ready to close that joint up.
Okay.
Soft-ass lady boss.
Kimmy, is this different in Western New York? Because, like, do bosses have more of an understanding here what being a Bills fan means than maybe...
Well, that's a good... It's interesting you bring that up because we did get a message from Sean who said, We are Bills season ticket holders trapped in Maryland. We drive up for every home game. My job is well aware I'm a Bills fan, and I go to the games. There's no issues taking PTO or working remote after a night game. Not going to lie, though, I miss those 1 p.m. games.
There you go. So, I mean, maybe
if,
bosses...
If you make it known up front, you know?
Well, even I think, like, you know, if you have a boss, someone ahead of you that's born and raised in Western New York, like, you understand what that fandom is like. That's why this bitch across from me, Mr. Jersey, Florida, doesn't get it.
Jersey.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jersey, Florida. I don't understand. By the way, Tim writes back. He was in the military, and he says, watch your mouth.
How'd you get the day off?
He had leave.
Who's watching the missiles?
He is allowed leave. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What happened?
Ed Foles writes us on Instagram. He says, I started a new job Monday and discovered my future manager is a diehard Ravens fan in the interview process. Do I call in sick on my first day or invite him to the game?
Now you're done.
That's a no win, man. Mm-hmm. You're not going to the game the night before your first ever day at this job.
That seems like a bad decision.
And the guy's a
day
Ravens
one.
Fan.
You're not... Write me back and tell me if you plan it. That's the stupidest thing you can do.
Yeah, but if you already got the tickets and it's a major game, why not go?
Suffer through the first day on the job.
While your boss is a Ravens fan?
Or just keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
And I don't know if it would be better for you if the Bills lost or won, to be honest.
Yeah,
you know. Bills loss would help him out at work.
Okay, yeah, maybe. But it's also devastating as a Bills fan. You lose this opening game to a team that's...
Season's over.
Okay, the season's not... All right.
This is like the biggest must-win game.
It's not.
In 20 years.
They lost to the Ravens last year in week four.
Opening night. Everybody's watching.
Yeah, you mean
globally.
They lost to the Jets.
Taylor Swift's going to be watching. Putin's going to be watching.
What are you talking about? Okay.
King of England going to be watching.
I'm glad that we had yesterday off, Kimmy, because like I'm going to kill him.
It's not even 8:30.
No, that's what I'm saying. And we still have Tommy Tells It Like It Is.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Danger, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff.
The crew's back, baby.
Like, by the way, Nick wrote us back. He is going to the actual game.
Whew.
He's a season ticket holder.
Well, you got to go, like you said, man.
What side are you on? What side are you on? Like, the smart thing with all that, I get
it. He just wants to see people get in trouble.
No, I mean, that's what it is. You are that bitch-ass little, like, weaselly kid. Like, yeah, you should go in the jungle gym and teach you to say, teacher, he's going on the jungle gym. Look at what he's doing. He talk like this. I'm Tommy.
Hey, the world needs jerks, too, you know.
I mean, Kimmy, there are those epic situations where you can pull stuff off.
And get through... That first day, but you're going to be hurting the next day. At some point, you're going to pay for it, right?
Well, like, I mean, all right, for example, Bill writes us on Instagram. He says, in the late 80s, I went to the game where the A's swept the Red Sox to go to the World Series, called my boss at home, drunk as hell, to tell him I was going to be sick tomorrow. Mm. He laughed at me and said, no work, no job. Needless to say, I was there and a legend.
Just stayed up, pulled an all-nighter and
Okay, any guy that says he was a legend is no legend.
I don't know. Why would he lie about being a legend?
A legend.
Why would he not?
I'm a legend, man.
We got more folks writing us. Here's the other thing you got to keep in mind.
What's that?
Like, when you're in your 20s, it was very easy to rally.
Oh, your bounce back? Yeah.
Every year it gets a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Mike writes us, he says...
Your body runs out of bounce.
Not in your chest. Out of bounce going on there.
Oh, yeah. Rocking it.
Yep. Mike asks, we should expect the best of the break room on Monday morning. No, of course we will be here. I will be at the game. I will be coming in and doing the show. But I am nervous. Every year it gets a little bit harder to do. I don't know what that Monday is going to feel like.
This Monday is going to be awesome. This Monday's going to be awesome no matter what.
Why?
Because you're going to be coming from the game.
Uh-huh.
I am going to be full of laxatives because I have to do a colonoscopy at 2:15 on Monday, which means I start Sunday afternoon taking laxatives to clear my ass out. So Monday, I will be full of laxatives and laughs.
Be a literal S show.
Yes.
All right. Kimmy, you're going to need to lift the show up on Monday.
Oh, man.
You will have to be the wind beneath our wings.
He's going
to
poop his pants.
I can't handle that.
Done that a couple times in bed.
Can we put a? I'm being serious. Can we put a bag down on the chair?
I put a bag down on the chair. Bro, I would do the floor.
Wear your rubber pants.
Ooh, my daddy's. Let me get my daddy's old rubber pants.
Are you serious?
You knew this.
I didn't put two and two together that it was the day after.
Don't
the
be talking
game.
Twos right now.
Okay.
Twos should not be in our vocabulary on Monday.
All right, so I guess the moral of the story is, one, we're definitely putting a garbage bag down in the chair. And two, look, man.
What?
You know I love sports.
You get what you get on Monday, everybody.
Yeah, I guess so. And yeah, don't expect things to run smoothly Monday morning.
Oh, something's going to be running smooth. Okay. Maybe I'll get a diaper.
I'm actually okay
sure,
with
sure, yeah.
That's probably good.
But you guys will have to help change me if I have a problem.
Why would we have to help change?
Yeah, I can't change my own diaper.
It sounds like a weird thing that you want to happen.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There is no in-between here, Tommy.
What's that?
It's been an issue for bigger people for years, and now one airline is making things a little bit harder. And how you feel about this most likely directly correlates with how you or a loved one has been treated in a situation exactly like this one.
It is so humiliating to watch.
So why would you... You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They are changing their policy when it comes to larger passengers who require more than one seat.
Wide bodies on the wide body.
You got it. So as of now,
as
it sits now, if you are going to need more than one seat, you can pay up front for two and then get the money back if the flight, when you get there, isn't sold out.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But your ass needs two seats.
Yes. I mean, you're going to need two seats. Or you can request a second seat when you get to the airport, and they don't charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in 2026, it looks like you will now have to pay for both seats up front, and the refund, if the flight isn't sold out, is going away.
Mm-hmm.
And folks are pissed.
But why?
Because they're calling it a fat tax.
It is a fat tax because your ass is taking up more space.
Okay, so you think they should have to spend double the price?
Well, I mean, if your ass does not fit in a normal seat, why is it the airlines? Probably because you can't control yourself.
So here's where the debate. Oh my God!
There are some.
That's what your scale says, and it's
large
talking.
People.
Says one at a time.
Yeah. Oh, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Here's the debate that can't seem to wrap your mind around here. The two camps have emerged. The first camp is your camp. If you take up two seats, you need to pay for two seats.
Yes.
And the cost is justified because of your situation. The second camp, when you buy a ticket on a plane, that ticket is for a person to fly, not seat. I am paying for myself to fly, so you as the airline need to accommodate that. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What way should we look at it, Kimmy?
I don't know know it's hard because I feel for, like, I'm thinking, like, if you're somebody who's super, super tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you struggle to fit into a regular seat just size-wise.
Yeah, but you didn't eat yourself tall.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, there are just people with different...
I'm so tall after last night's meal.
Again, look who's talking here. You were the roundest of round boys. And the only reason you fit into normal things is because you're the smallest of small boys.
Like, having...
You were the roundest of small boys.
Having different seat options to me doesn't sound like the worst idea because I would pay for... Like like more leg room, I guess.
So tall and chubby section.
Well, like you wouldn't need to pay for anything at
good.
All with your, well, I mean, you're still chubby, but you got the baby legs. Look at those supple bosoms pushing through your woolen zip-up polo shirt. Kimmy, I'm sorry you were saying.
And like I'm thinking somebody like Tommy especially, like you wouldn't want to sit next to a person who is spilling over into your seat. So
no,
why
sucks.
Wouldn't you want them to make the seats bigger?
I mean, that she makes a great point. I mean, if we're talking
you're the one that's going to be the most.
But you're going to but everybody's going to pay for your fat ass.
No, but what? But again,
they have to make the plane bigger now.
Okay. Are you hearing yourself? Are you hearing yourself?
I hear myself.
OK, so let's walk through this.
All right.
I am with Kimmy. I'm in the airline.
You can't get down a goddamn aisle with your ass.
Oh, here we go. Guys, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with Kimmy. The airline seats are tight, period. Especially on Southwest.
Yeah.
Would you call me an overweight person?
No, but you're a tall person and a doofus.
Okay, but even...
I mean, we're calling them a label.
I mean, like, they're just some people that are larger people that okay. take more
no,
seats.
Forget
but
that's not
what this is
but
about.
Here's the point
you're
I'm
changing
I'm
the subject.
Here's the point.
I'm just built big.
No, she's yeah, right.
I'm built big around the buffet.
Bro, my ass gets stuck in those seats. I'm not kidding. Like, when I get up, my ass touches both
but
of the
you're
handles.
Not fast.
That's my point, right? The last thing.
Oh, you're doing a lot of squats?
I mean, I have blown my ass out.
Let's not bring Saturday night into this.
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, man. I don't understand a guy like you that wants to side with the company because the second you become okay with an airline taking stuff away from consumers, more stuff starts coming and they start taking stuff away from you. And it's not like flying right now is a luxurious experience, period.
Something you suffer through.
I don't get why anyone would want to jump on an airline side right now. Legroom keeps shrinking. Delays get worse and worse. You hear pilots and staff sounding the alarm about how they're being treated. By the way, they're the ones that keep us alive in the air. And here comes Tommy. Yeah, the airlines are right. Yes. Because this seems like more of a cash grab than a legit thing that's needed, Kimmy.
Oh, the reason they would accommodate, you're saying?
Yes.
Probably, because they're going to charge you more for it.
Right?
I just think whatever.
Oh, heaven! Oh, now I gotta think about my answer. Oh no!
No, I just
hard.
Think whatever.
It got hard real fast.
You're gonna get whacked either way. If they had to make the seats wider.
Okay.
If they had to reconfigure the plane. That's gonna just be a charge.
Okay. Or you what? Just get two seats because I'm paying for my way to get to this place.
Okay, but why? I don't think they should. I think if you get on a plane and your ass spills into another seat, you should be able to buy. I think you could legally buy those seats. Great. But you don't get your money back.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, changing policies at Southwest have people very upset. It used to be, at least as of now, if you're going to need more than one seat due to size.
Oh, yeah, because you're in Southwest, half your ass is in the Midwest.
Oh, my God, come on, folks. I hope we're writing these down. I hope we're writing these down in case you need to do Evening on the Improv, Evening at the Improv in 1984. As of now, if you need more than one seat, you can pay up front for two and get the money back if the second flight isn't sold out or request a second seat at the airport. Starting in 2026, you will have to pay for both seats up front. Looks like the refund will not be happening if the flight is not sold out and people are pissed about it. So let's talk about, you know, three things that we take for granted on a plane. If you let this go away, other things we take for granted will leave. For example, how long until the free toddler on your lap exception goes away?
Like your little one's got to pay for his own seat.
Is it up to 2 years old, I think, for most airlines?
It is right now.
They're allowed to fly in your lap,
okay.
Right? That's a big-time need for families. That's next. Promise you that is next.
Wait, so if this happens, there won't be a lot of families on planes?
Oh, no, there would be.
Screaming kids?
There will be. You'll just be sitting next to the kid now in
make
their own
seat. Make that kid pay. You want to cry? Pay.
Okay. Jesse Ray Pragel.
Where's your mama now?
Jesse Ray Pragel writes us. If your fat ass takes up two seats, you pay for two seats. As shirts get bigger, so do the price. Same thing. What do they charge for bigger shirts? You buy a medium, you buy an extra large. It's the same price.
No, I think they charge. If you buy like an X or a double XL, I thought those were more expensive shirts.
I am a double XL in some things. I don't pay more for
really?
Shirts. Yes. In fact, it's often buy discounted.
Cheap
what's that?
Buy cheap shirts.
Buy cheap sauces. That's up. Troy writes, if someone takes up two seats, they should absolutely pay for two seats. Tall people know beforehand if they will feel cramped and accepted. Fat people know they're fat and need to deal with the consequences of their lifestyles. I love folks that have this opinion because it will one day bite you in the ass. It is almost unavoidable. Unavoidable that one day you're going to sit be in a situation and go, oh, wait a minute, uh-oh.
What can they take away from me?
Okay.
They already charged me for the drinks.
Well, like I said, the free toddler seat. Your wife's going to have to pay for you.
Oh, damn it.
I think there may be a compromise here.
Okay, what is it?
All right, well, how about this? What if we let people pay by the pound?
Oh, you weigh them on the way in?
I'm dead ass serious.
Like the deli?
Like you enter your way to booking, and they charge you, let's say, $1.50 a pound to get on the plane. Because that's the argument they're making.
So
here,
you
right?
had to weigh yourself. Okay.
And like if they look at you on the way in and go, ah, they can throw you
well,
on
the scale.
Well,
that doesn't tell private. Me how big your ass is.
Well, but it doesn't matter.
Let's say it would have to be size and weight.
The argument is by weight.
What if you're a wide glide?
Well, how is that my issue?
But it's an ass. It's an ass.
But that's
issue.
The other argument here, because let's say I'm a 4'11" person that weighs 220 pounds.
Yeah.
I weigh 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. Why does that person need two seats and I need one? Well, cash grab, bud.
I think it's girth.
Is it girth?
By the way, if you're that girthy and that short, where are you flying to?
Bro,
nobody wants to talk to your fat ass.
80% of women over 60 have that hip issue going on. And you know I'm right. You know I'm right. If they look you up and down, look, what would be the problem, Kimmy, with paying per pound? What would be that issue?
Women love that.
You know the issue? You know what the issue is? The airline would lose money. That's why they won't do it. Because how many 90s?
Well, they all do it. Everybody's got to fly.
Nobody's getting up there and stepping on a scale to be
in front of everybody else at the airport, too. Everybody, like, we're waiting in line. They have to announce it with a bullhorn.
Let me put it this way. Think of how many 95-pound, 70-year-old women would be flying round trip all over the country for like $100.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But that's the process
flying
here, right?
Grannies.
If you take up the space, you need to pay. Well, if I'm not taking up the space, why do I need to pay for the full space? Because if it goes one way, it goes the other.
Mm.
What happened to your logic? Oh, you take up two seats, you got to pay for two seats. If I take up half a seat, why am I paying for a full one?
Okay, I like that. Okay, half price.
But they're not doing that. Why? Why?
Well, maybe they will. Why? Maybe they will.
Yeah, no, because if there's one thing multi-billion dollar corporations do, it's give back.
Yeah, they want my money.
Mm-hmm. I would be totally fine. If you want to make this change, then Southwest, make the first three rows of the plane in the skinny section. Break the two seats into three seats and discount those seats, right? And you can't charge more for baggage because you're charging by the seat. Remember, that's what they said.
Well, they're going to charge you for
that. Well, no, you can't.
I think they already charge you for
no, but
baggage.
You can't because I'm saying charge more. I'm allowed to bring, as a passenger, X amount of baggage. Yeah, right? Yeah. So if it's all, they're not doing that, though. They're not doing that.
Yeah.
Look at you, sucker for the one percenters. Oh, billionaires are right.
Well, because I fit.
Man, for now.
I'm not one of you non-fitters.
I watched you eat a mint the other day. You're going off the wagon. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Chuck. Hey, Chucky, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How about yourself,
Pat? Good, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, it seems that to yell at Southwest, if they're the only ones that still have that policy and they're going to eliminate it, seems like everybody else already eliminated. What are they bitching about? It was the way it was going to go.
No, but there's no reason to eliminate it, I guess is what I'm saying. Chuck, what was good about Southwest, and if I'm wrong, Tommy, tell me. They were a discount carrier.
Yeah.
It still gave you a bunch of places to go, and they treated you a little bit like it used to be in the air.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you were getting a cheaper fare. You were getting the service you were accustomed to on other things. And you just got
into a seat.
Exactly.
Right.
You
were
boarded it like a bus. Yeah.
Bingo. Like, I mean, Chuck, with this going away, it takes away the ability, one, for people to afford where they're going, two, to have the freedom of flying that they had with Southwest. It's just become another airline, Chuck.
It doesn't take away their freedom, Pat. They just have to pay for the services they receive.
So you're fine with that?
Yes.
How much do you weigh, Chuck?
Oh, about 160.
Holy, what are you, 3 feet tall?
No, I'm 6 foot.
Okay. So you're 160 pounds.
He's a skinny boy.
What does your wife weigh, Chuck?
Don't ask her.
Just a little more than me.
A little more than you. All right.
Better keep your voice down, boy.
All right, so Chuck, let's say they had a man ticket and a female ticket. Because traditionally, Tommy, men weigh more than women.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? All right. And your wife walks in and they say, well, listen, your wife weighs more than you as the man. We're going to have to charge her more. Would you be okay with that?
If it was a policy beforehand, you knew about it,
okay,
then you have to deal with it.
You're getting a divorce.
No,
Chuck, you're out.
Until you get to the door.
Chucky, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Hi, I'm Chuck. I'm blowing up my life in the radio right now.
I know.
Yeah, she's bigger
Chuck.
Than me, you know?
Oh, for God's sake.
I got a wife. She's a sturdy woman.
Dan writes, if you can afford to be lazy and fat and you can afford to purchase two seats, I flew last week. I'm 6 foot 220. I fit in a seat just fine. My ass. Why should an airline lose out and another customer lose a seat because larger people take two seats for the price of one? That's the problem. So as the policy sits right now, you can have the free seat as long as no one else has the seat.
But that could change.
What Southwest is saying now is that they will not refund you if the plane is not full.
Mm.
Like, you want to make the argument, okay, we're losing out on revenue? Fine. I'll hear that. What?
Hey, they're going to cover their ass.
But that's just it.
Well, they cover your ass.
The seat could already not be occupied.
Right.
They're still going to charge you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cash grab that you guys are justifying. So the billionaire CEO of Southwest Airlines can get a little
bit. Well, he's got to eat, too.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I hear these billionaires have it really rough. One of them.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you're looking for a house right now,
get
ready to get even more upset.
So they're really jacking up the price of these things.
Well, I mean, yes. In fact, this one is actually believed to be the most expensive house ever in the history of the United States of America. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Let's say you're looking for a new place.
Okay.
And you need a whole bunch of space.
Okay.
Well, I got a spot for you. It's just outside of Aspen, Colorado.
Beautiful area, man. Wide open country out there.
27,000 square feet. For the residents.
Holy Christ, that's a small grocery store.
It is. It sits on a 74-acre estate.
Ooh, an estate.
It includes 18 bedrooms, 20 full bathrooms, and 4 partial bathrooms, because you don't want to run out of bathrooms.
Yeah. Seriously.
So that's 24 toilets if every bathroom only has one toilet. The property, nicknamed the Little Lake Lodge, was built in 1994. Keep in mind, little. They use the word little for the 27,000-foot home.
But this is a house. This isn't like some converted hotel.
This was built to be a resident.
All right.
And this home can be yours, all 27,000 square feet and 74 acres of it, for the low, low price of $300
million. $300 million.
It is the most expensive home for sale in the United States. The second most expensive home for sale right now is a property on Long Lake here in New York with a price tag of $125 million.
Oh, big drop off. That's a bargain.
It's less than half. All right. So this family who owns it, they own this company that owns Fiji water and other
I never heard of it.
Healthy stuff?
Yeah.
Who buys a $300 million house?
They probably built it, right?
Oh, you would have to be.
Now.
Because the first, when you said that number, I remember, because this number stuck out in my head, Paul Allen at one time owned the world's largest yacht. And this thing was $400 million. Mm-hmm. This thing is just shy of that.
Actually, seems like a better deal than a boat. You get a whole,
You get a whole house, you get a
it's
ranch.
It's probably not even your full-time residence, right?
But you would have to be at Paul Allen's level of wealth.
To
purchase something so how many people are that on the planet? 10?
No, I mean, you're not kidding. Because if we talk about what we think rich is as far as rich goes. You know, Josh Allen just signed a $300 million contract. He couldn't afford this house.
No.
Think about that. Josh Allen, who has all that money, cannot afford this house. Bryce Harper, who has what? A 900, 800 something million. He's $750 million contract with the Phillies after taxes. Could not afford this house. The biggest superstars we know of movie and sports cannot afford to purchase this house. Who buys this house? And how dare you even put it up for three? Why even make it public?
Well, I guess everything's public, right?
Well, no, I'm saying there is, you can go to luxury listings on Instagram. It looks
who doesn't?
They took pictures of it to list the home for people to look at. You're right. You could just call the 40 people that can afford it and be hey, you want to buy this house?
You interested? Yeah.
You either have to be... You have to either be a dictator, or I have to know exactly. As soon as you say the name, I know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
No, there are also those billionaires who don't get into politics.
Well, it'd be those hedge fund guys that are silently turning the screws.
Controlling the world. Yes. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
But those are still just a couple of dudes, man.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what wealthy is.
Like Michael Jordan couldn't afford that house. Michael Jordan's Tiger Woods and Jeff Gordon could get together and come up short on the payments.
Okay, now we're getting ridiculous. Michael Jordan's a legitimate billionaire, so
yeah,
is Tiger
but
Woods.
It'd still be a good chunk
they
of
they could split the house.
A billionaire, if you had $1 billion, yeah, you can't buy that house. It would take up too much of your wealth.
And with all the other things they probably own.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Like, if that's all you're going to do.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Like, not only... Why am I believing you saying financial stuff?
Because I say it like this.
You really do. Like, you're very
I have
convincing,
no idea what I'm talking
but
about.
But you're a complete idiot.
Yes.
I mean, you got to figure the number of people that can afford it is small. And then, for them to also want to live in that place...
That's another thing. Yeah, it's
with
isolated.
Land. Yeah, like... I mean, it has to almost be impossible to find a buyer for something like that.
All right, so just to put into perspective how expensive this house is, if a $300 million price tag isn't enough, the annual property taxes are $131,000.
Okay, that seems off.
Does it?
Yeah.
For a $300 million house?
That should be way higher than that.
It says here.
Unless property taxes are
super
low cheap
in Aspen. Well, yeah, because they want rich people to come out and live there.
Apparently. So that's a bargain.
Did you say it's a bargain? $131,000.
The property taxes on that? Yeah, Jeff Gordon's back in. That's low. Talk to people here that have big houses. Their property taxes are like astronomical.
They're not $131,000.
Yeah, but compared to the percentage of
I get it.
That's a deal.
I just want to establish that these persons' annual property taxes is probably half the price of the home you're living in right now. In fact, most people, if you bought a house before 6-7 years ago, probably paid less for their home than these people pay annually in property taxes for this mansion. And here comes stupid. This is why you're always broke. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I'm in, actually.
I'm
my realtor call.
Me and Gordon
It's so much space, too. Like, what do you do with all of it?
Was it the toilets alone, man? And I always have issues with toilets. Toilets always break in the houses. It's the first thing.
Do you hear
The toilet went out. Which one? Seven of them.
Yeah, but you could use a different bathroom every day for weeks.
And if you have daughters, you're going to need them all.
Folks, you are on fire today.
Thank you.
252 WCMF. Joey writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, as we're talking about this home out in Aspen, Colorado. It is currently for sale. 27,000 square feet. Sits on a 74-acre estate. It's got a lake on it. 18 bedrooms, 20 full bathrooms, 4 partial bathrooms.
No golf course.
$300 million. It is currently the most expensive home for sale in America. Joey writes us also.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you have to have people to run the house 24/7 as well.
Maintenance.
Yeah, you need a staff.
I wonder what that costs.
A staff?
Yeah.
Like cleaning people?
Cleaning, grounds people.
Yeah, chefs, butler, people taking care of the
vehicles. You probably need to have a handyman living there.
Well, yeah, I heard 9 toilets is broken.
Yeah.
But, when you're buying a $300 million house, what is an annual
staff
cost? Is that $1 million?
Let's say you need 10 people.
$100,000? Probably not paying them $100,000. Half $1 million a year in staff?
Damn, just in staff.
Well, that's $50,000 a year per person.
And by the way, you got to deal with all that on top of everything else.
What do you mean by that?
Well, people in your
coordinating
house.
Coordinating.
You got, people living
you
in your
employees.
House, doing things all day.
Well, yeah, I've also got 27,000 square feet to keep away from them.
Yeah, but you know that.
Yeah,
goes.
I mean, there would be
you don't use half of it.
Rooms in your house you probably don't go in for.
That's what I'm saying.
Ever.
You probably don't use the south wing that much.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. You and your wife, your wife's home, with all due respect, it's not a huge house.
It's puny.
Right?
It's a shack.
When's the last time you guys were in the guest room?
No, hardly ever.
Nin, Kimmy.
Nin times.
The point I'm making is, in your small house, there's rooms you don't go in. Kimmy's right. You would go in 5 rooms.
Yeah.
5 rooms in this 100-room house.
You'd run out of ideas for the rooms.
Oh, think about how much it would cost Kimmy to keep the rooms full of stuff. You can't
have
empty rooms.
That's what I mean. I wouldn't even know what to put in some of the rooms, because we already have 5 dining rooms,
library.
A game room. What else is there?
What's your electric bill, your heating bill on that joint?
That's a great question. Oh, it's got a fireplace, so none.
So has it got 80 fireplaces?
It probably does have 80 fireplaces. I mean,
you would need a forest of wood to keep that thing going.
Luckily, outside, there's a whole forest of wood.
Oh, yeah, so you clear that out. All right.
Indoor hot tub. I mean, it looks like a giant hunting lodge. God, I hate people.
Indoor hot tub would be kind of cool.
Shut up. Why does anybody need this?
Because you're rich. Why does anybody need their own plane or a yacht or any of it?
I agree with all of the things you just said. All of these things. Like, this is just opulence for the sake of opulence.
Yeah.
And, like, you make it look rustic. Like, somebody thought you built this.
Oh, it's like a lodge?
Yes, it looks like a lodge. Oh, yeah, I cut all of these logs to make this 27,000-square-foot mansion out in the woods where life is more simple. All right, so if you're looking, Sotheby's is selling the home.
Oh, the auction house?
You got it. Right. Well, they also have a real estate wing.
Oh, I did not know that.
Which you would know if you would walk through Skinny Atlas and look at the homes for sale in that window, which is also ridiculous.
That's Sotheby's?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's Sotheby's, but they have Sotheby's logos on it.
Oh, well, it's got to be the man.
Makes me feel fancy because I'm looking at official Sotheby's paper right in front of my face, sir. All right, let's take a break.